We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, State Senator Doug Mastriano has been with us many times before during this epilogue with Governor Wolfman Hack. Now, tomorrow, as I understand it, there is a showdown looming of any number of laws, measures, call them what you will, around voting, voting by mail, collecting the vote, that all are going to determine, I believe, who wins Pennsylvania. And whoever wins Pennsylvania, that person, I believe, is going to be president. Senator Doug Mastriano back with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. It's a crazy time because we see what the governor's asking for. It's interesting to me that he wants a wine and complain. I was talking about giving some cheese with that wine the other day, but only wants to talk to the General Assembly now after all these months because he needs something from us. And he's accusatory and petty. But you look at his proposal on voting and our counterproposal, and neither one does us any good.
You think the counterproposal does not? Yeah, I've often wondered, and people ask, Doug, I never was on board with it. What happened where Republicans made this compromise to get rid of having to have a reason for absentee ballot to just do whatever you want?
It was a bad thing that happened last summer. It was a tragic thing, as we see as it played out a couple months ago. And, you know, ballots still being counted in some municipalities. And imagine how bad it's going to be this fall. And so our response should be, hey, we need to suspend this, you know, you don't need an excuse to go in and just do a mail-in and go back to the regular way until we have it sorted out. But instead, we're trying to put Band-Aids on this gushing, bleeding wound. And it's going to be catastrophic because you're right. I believe the nation will go where Pennsylvania goes. We are the Keystone State, and that's proven to be so over so many elections and situations across history. And so what are we going to do about it? I think we need bold action to say, okay, we need to reset. The problem is Wolf is not going to talk to us. He likes it where it is because it's better for his party.
So what is it then you propose to do? You talked about resetting. Let's talk about, in the world, though, of these Republicans who are weaker on this stuff, what are some of the things that are happening? Some of it is how the vote's going to be collected, right?
How they're going to be collected, how they're going to be accounted for, how they're going to be tracked. I asked Kathleen Buchvar, Secretary of the Commonwealth, four times, who has statutory authority over this, and she never has given me a straight answer. And you heard, I'll say it again. I spoke this last time I was on the show with you. I said, Madam Secretary, why is it that I believe elections are fair and more secure in Afghanistan? And she sits there and listens. And I said, my experience as part of the International Security Force was that we made sure that everyone had an ID card, they dipped their finger in inkwell. That became a bad idea because Taliban had chop off people's heads and fingers for voting. So facial scan and retinal scan, I don't want that here. But my point was, we go to great lengths in a third world, back world country to ensure their elections are safe and secure. But in Pennsylvania, there's so much fraud and room for fraud here. And I'm a bit dumbfounded that she's never given me a straight answer on what she's going to do to address it.
So, again, what is it that you think is the best position that Republicans can fight for here? Give us one of the areas where they should be adamant about, no matter what Wolf says.
I think the clearest point is the excuse-free mail-in balloting needs to be suspended because there's been so much fraud and, you know, the bags of ballots being picked up in Philadelphia without any accountability or ability to track them. The amount of ballots being mailed to dead people or people who haven't lived at a certain address for years and years, and for other folks who don't even live in a state anymore, We have a lot of problems here, and our election won't be very reliable if we let this happen as it's going to be. So my view is we need to suspend the reform we made last year and reset and go back to encouraging people to go to the polls.
Wolf won't go for that. Then it goes to the state Supreme Court, right?
And, of course, we'll probably lose. But, Dom, I'm with you. Why don't we try and fight? The Democrats are relentless. They fight hard for the issues they believe hard. But we're too pragmatic. Well, we'll lose at the Supreme Court. So I'm like, let's fight it. Let's make our case. Let it be out there. And at least have our say in court. Maybe, you know, last time we made the case on 836 to shut down an emergency order, we even had one Democrat Supreme Court justice side with us. So our case is being heard, like it or not. And who knows, maybe reason will actually prevail.
Short of that, and I'm in complete agreement with you, what can be done when we start counting? I mean, I'm very friendly with Liz Priebe Havey, who runs the Republicans out here in Montgomery County, which is a big battle. She's got teams of lawyers. They're going after everything. They're fighting tooth and nail on every part of this. I don't know if you saw it, Doug, over the weekend, the New York Post had a Democrat operative talk about how to steal elections, what he has done, particularly with mail-in ballots. And he made the case in a place like Pennsylvania, we're not dealing with millions of votes. This will probably be under 40,000 votes, maybe even closer. You have enough of this stuff going on all over the place. An election could turn on this. So what should they be doing other than this fight that's coming up?
Well, as far as the General Assembly, we need to get moving on this whole thing here mm-hmm. and stop asking for permission. We do have the statutory oversight and authority when it comes to elections. And obviously, it's up to the Commonwealth Secretary Buchbar to implement those. So let's start moving here. Let's force Wolf's hand. Obviously, he's coming out with all kinds of outrageous ideas here on cannabis, recreational use, and what have you. Let's deal with the real issues at hand. I think he's proven to be quite astute at distracting us from what's really going on in Pennsylvania. And, you know, COVID has become a distraction. Obviously, we could debate that for some time. And then on top of this, now cannabis, recreational use. And let's stay focused. We got to fix this election issue right now. Otherwise, the election could turn. I know a case in 1920 when Teddy Roosevelt's son, Jr., was running for governor. He lost by, I think, 75,000 votes. And guess what? There were 75,000 fraudulent votes even back then in New York State. Now, Pennsylvania has a reputation. So now fast forward 100 years later, and we have a situation that's just as bad. And we saw ballot harvesting in Philadelphia, and nobody can give me a straight answer on it. I asked, once again, our secretary, for an answer on that, and just sat there and blinked because it's working to their advantage.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted people to know this is crucial, not just in local elections, not even just in who wins Pennsylvania, but we agree who wins Pennsylvania, I think, is going to be president. And this could go on for days or weeks afterward. And every second that goes by after election night, I think, is to the advantage of the Democrat Party because of their historical record here in Philadelphia of cheating.
And the president spoke about if we have a disputed election, of course, and he threw it out there. The theory is if it's not resolved by January, then the Speaker of the House decides who the president's going to be. And that's a scary thought.
Absolutely. Now, you do still do your fireside chats with State Senator Doug Mastriano. Do you do it every night on Facebook?
Yeah, I do it Monday through Friday, and Friday's a call-in program. So, yeah, 5 days a week.
5 days a week. Where do we find you?
Find me on Senator Doug Mastriano, and you see me go live at 8 p.m. every night. And all I do is lay out the truth with the latest and greatest in Harrisburg and what you can do about it.
All right, Doug, thank you very much. To be continued. Keep us in the loop.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.